In this video, we're going to understand why Pakistan and Afghanistan are fighting with each other. So it all started from December 21st, 2024. In the Makin region of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, roughly 20 kilometers from the Afghan border, the TTP, that is Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, attacked a Pakistani army post, killing 16 Pakistani soldiers. Now, this is an article from Voice of America. They are referring to TTP as militant group, and they are saying 16 Pakistani soldiers were killed in clashes with militants. Now, this is quite a humorous subject. Pakistan, which used to nurture so many militant groups, it still does. They are now being beaten by one of those very militant groups. Now, in response, on December 25th, that is on Christmas, Pakistani military conducted airstrikes on Afghan territories, targeting a training facility in Afghanistan's Paktika and Khost province. Now, in this airstrike, no Taliban or TTP fighters were killed. Instead, 46 Afghan civilians lost their lives, according to Afghanistan's claim. That means this retaliatory attack by Pakistani military had no practical significance. Only civilians died. But on the other hand, the December 21st attack killed 16 Pakistani soldiers and 5 were critically wounded. After a couple of days, on 28th December, over 15,000 Afghanistan border forces armed with American weapons, including tanks and armored combat vehicles, moved towards the Mir Ali border in Pakistan's Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. There was a heavy crossfire and 19 Pakistani soldiers were killed. However, as you know, Pakistan rarely acknowledges such losses. They have this unit called ISPR, Inter-Services Public Relations. They never accurately report the casualties of their soldiers. It is a common knowledge that in almost every country, there is a tradition to honor soldiers who attain martyrdom. Their bodies are sent to their homes with full military honors, and their cremation is conducted respectfully. Additionally, government also provide numerous benefits and rewards to their family members. However, rarely you will be able to see such practices in Pakistan. Hence, getting an accurate number of Pakistani casualties is nearly impossible. So media reports say it's 19, but then as per ground sources, the death toll of Pakistani soldiers is between 50 to 100. Now, where is this fight happening? The fight is taking place along the Durand line. It is a border line established by a British diplomat, Mortimer Durand, during the Anglo-Afghan War in 1893. This line has been a source of dispute between the two countries. Afghanistan has traditionally considered the Indus River as its border with India. Afghanistan has never fully accepted the Durand line as the official border. This is one of the primary reasons behind all these cross-border attacks. Afghan border forces have set fire to several Pakistani military posts in Khost's Ali Sher district and captured two Pakistani posts in Paktia's Dande Patan district. Now, this escalated tensions further. Before this, the Banu region in Pakistan was already witnessing Shia-Sunni clashes, particularly in areas like Mir Ali. As of today, the town named Mir Ali has fallen into the hands of Taliban. Earlier, I told you about Makin, where the Pakistani army had already abandoned its position and fled. So this entire region from Makin to Mir Ali and up to outskirts of Banu is now a liberated area. Currently, the Pakistani army is confined to the Banu cantonment. Banu is the largest city in the Waziristan region and is located between Peshawar and Quetta. However, if you check any Pakistani news outlet, they are not reporting this at all. According to them, nothing has happened. But if you search for terms like Pakistan, Afghanistan, Taliban or TTP and then also include terms like Banu, Mir Ali, Makin, you will find the real pictures. The Pakistani army's desertion stems from a lack of leadership. None of their officers above the rank of major are willing to go there. In contrast, the Pakistani army has only established small posts such as the one at Maki led by junior officers. Their battalion commanders are stationed far away in places like Banu or Quetta. None of them are present on the field, nor are they providing any leadership. As a result, the morale of the Pakistani army is extremely low. Now, it is a public information that most Pakistani officers, once they reach the rank of major, are only concerned with securing positions in institutions that are controlled by the Pakistani military, and their primary goal is to acquire land, houses, and enjoy privileges. So these motivations make Pakistani army incapable of fighting the Afghan fighters. When I say Afghan fighters, I am referring to Taliban and their affiliates. Now, I'm going to tell you something, pay attention. If you look at the Taliban and their affiliates, they are genuinely driven by the concept of jihad. The Sunni Afghan Taliban fighters are deeply motivated by the strict interpretation of Sharia law, and they also aim to establish Sharia law in Pakistan. Now, if you look at the training and ethos of Pakistani army, they emphasize religious slogans like, now I'm not able to pronounce this slogan, you can read for yourself. Now, this slogan is largely symbolic and it does not reflect any practices or motivations of Pakistani military leadership and their operations. As I said, Afghan Taliban fighters are deeply motivated by the Sharia ideology, and they often question the Pakistani establishment, why Sharia is not being implemented in Pakistan. Meanwhile, the Pakistani army exploits the name of Sharia to manipulate its people, while its elite enjoy lives far opposite of Islamic principles. If you look at the lifestyle of Pakistani political, military and economic elite, their behavior often contradicts Islamic principles, creating a stark divide between the elite and general population. Practices such as alcohol consumption and Western-style dressing are prevalent among this class, despite being prohibited in Islam. Now, this conflict has reached a tipping point. Areas from Quetta in the south to Kohat near Peshawar are almost entirely under Taliban control. Pakistani forces stationed at the border are likely to retreat soon. If you remember in 2021, when United States left Afghanistan, they gave control back to Taliban and Pakistan welcomed it. They thought Taliban would be their natural ally. After all, Taliban is a creation of the Pakistani military.
एक रिलीजियस मिलिटेंसी हमने पाकिस्तान के हक में यहाँ इंट्रोड्यूस की सोवियट्स को निकालने के लिए
ठीक है।
हम मुजाहिदीन लाए पूरी दुनिया से, हमने तालिबान को ट्रेन किया, उन्हें वेपन्स दिए, उनको अंदर भेजा, वो हमारे हीरो थे
ठीक है।
ये जो हक्कानी है, हीरो है हमारा जी
ठीक है,
टीज का हीरो है
बिल्कुल,
ओसामा बिन लादेन हमारा हीरो था,
CIA का भी था शायद।
यस,
बट नाउ द तालिबान गवर्नमेंट इज प्रूविंग टू बी लेस कोऑपरेटिव। I end this video here. If you want to know how the Pakistani military created Taliban, I have made a video on United States withdrawal from Afghanistan. In that video, I have explained in detail how Taliban was formed and what was the intention behind it. I'll put the link of that video in the top right corner. If you have time, watch it. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.